91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Kayla Haggett. Quincy West City Council voted last night to reject the use of a ranked ballot system for the 2018 municipal election. The municipality will instead keep the first-past-the-post system. This means a candidate would have to get the most votes rather than a ranked ballot where a candidate is chosen by order of preference. Councillor Don Kuhn said as a voter in Ontario, he prefers the first-past-the-post and to keep the voting process as simple as possible.
We do have several wards, and some wards have more seats than other wards. So in some respects, maybe it would make the system simpler for one ward, but not necessarily for others. And so we have to think in terms of the whole entire city and what's fair for the whole city. So the first-past-the-post system works for me.
The choice to go to a ranked ballot was given to municipalities by the Ontario government through the recently updated Municipal Elections Act. The Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board elected two new leaders last night. The new chair of the board is Lucille Kyle, who represents North Hastings. The new vice chair is Dave Patterson of Belleville Thurlow. Their election comes at a time when 11 schools in the board face closure and 9 more could be merged. Kyle had this to say about the situation.
It's going to be hard, and we are going to listen to community and other partners as to what they think is best.
Both Kyle and Patterson say they welcome public feedback on this issue. Since 2014, the Belleville Public Library has had a Food for Fines program. The program allows people with overdue library accounts to pay off their fines by donating food. This year's program kicked off on Saturday. Chief Executive Officer Trevor Pross says they've had some donations so far.
Well, we just started it 2 days ago, and we've got a couple boxes worth, yeah. I'm not sure exactly how much or how much it weighs, but people are definitely starting to bring food in.
The program ends on December 17th. Former Canadian Navy sailor Nicola Peffers is launching a proposed class action lawsuit. She is alleging a culture of fear, sexual harassment, and abuse against female, gay, bisexual, and transgender members of the military. Peffers served 9 years in the Navy before leaving in 2012. She alleges her complaints of harassment and unwanted sexual advances went ignored. Her lawyers expect hundreds and perhaps thousands of military members to join the class action. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his government will introduce an Indigenous Languages Act in hopes of preserving and revitalizing First Nations, Métis, and Inuit languages in Canada. Trudeau says Canadians are working in unison to correct historical wrongs and to deal with the intergenerational trauma of Indigenous people.
We know all too well how residential schools and other decisions by governments were used as a deliberate tool to eliminate Indigenous languages and cultures. If we are to truly advance reconciliation, we must undo the lasting damage that resulted.
Trudeau spoke at a special assembly of First Nations leaders in Gatineau, Quebec. That's QNET News on 91X to 504. In sports, the San Francisco Giants landed the top-tier closer they have been seeking for months, agreeing to a $62 million 4-year contract with right-hander Mark Melanson. It's the richest contract ever for a closer. Melanson says once he heard from the Giants, he was interested.
When the Giants showed interest in me, I was so excited because I knew the depth of this team and the kind of individuals that they have. So it was exciting from day one.
The Ford World Women's Curling Championship will return to Canada in 2018. The games will be hosted in North Bay, Ontario from March 17th to 25th. The championship will take place in the North Bay Memorial Gardens. Ontario last hosted the event in 1996 at Hamilton. In the NHL, the Red Wings and the Jets face off tonight. The Canucks take on the Devils, the Oilers battle the Sabres, and the Canadiens go against the Blues. Tonight's NBA games include the Magic versus the Wizards, the Knicks versus the Heat, and the 76ers against the Grizzlies. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's currently 3 degrees and cloudy, with temperatures dropping tonight to 1 degree with periods of rain. Tomorrow it's mainly cloudy with a high of 2, dropping to minus 1 degree in the evening. At 5:06, it's 3 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Kayla Haggett. News on 91X next at 6.